BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, it's Scott here. I'm not on the radio today because I'm rehearsing for Strictly Come Dancing. Ha! The launch show is Sunday night at 8 o'clock on BBC One. Here's what happened when I spoke to Dev from backstage at Strictly.
There were rumours, hearsays, tweets and all sorts, but the truth is finally out there. Scott Mills of BBC Radio 1 is part of this year's Strictly Come Dancing lineup and is currently in the midst of rehearsals. So before we have a little catch-up, hello Scott Mills!
Hi Dev!
Can I just start off by saying that this is both brilliant and hilarious in equal measures? Like, you know what I mean, though, right?
I don't understand why you're finding it so funny.
Well, just thought of you, silky shirt, doing like the rumba or something like that. I don't know, it just tickles me, Scott. It really does.
I know, no one was expecting that, were they?
How long did you have to keep it secret for?
Oh, like a couple of 2 or 3 months.
Oh my goodness, I don't know.
So hard, the hardest thing I could do ever.
I'd have blurted it out by accident. So, all right, tell me what you're doing today. Set the scene for me, please.
So, at the moment, I am sat on a golf buggy right outside the Big Brother house with Mark Wright.
Amazing.
TV's Mark Wright.
Are you in your outfit that you're going to be dancing in?
We're not in our outfit, no. We're just in jeans and T-shirts. Say hi, Mark.
Hi, Dave. We're just talking about how we're going to get through this because me and Scott, we're not the best movers, it's safe to say.
Well, I've seen Scott move at a few Christmas parties and...
No, you haven't.
You can throw some shapes. Can we talk about outfits, please? Because they released some press shots of the lineup. You're in a lovely sort of... Was that crushed velvet or something that they've got you in?
I believe they do call it crushed velvet, yes. Yeah. Yes, it is.
You've got a sort of, like, ready breck glow around you in
it's
that picture.
It's so good. The spray tans are on.
Yeah, it's very classy. However, what's his face off of Deadly 60?
He's in what?
You know, Steve Backshaw.
Yeah, Steve Backshaw, yeah.
Has anyone told him that his shirt is buttoned down quite low? It's almost to the navel.
Well, yeah, I think what they do when you're not looking is they just, like, undo a couple of buttons.
Yeah.
And they're, like, taking the picture really quick. Luckily, that didn't happen to me.
Before that's out there. But you haven't seen all the outfits,
shirt,
though.
Is your shirt low? Right, there we are. They undid his shirt and he made him put him more buttons on.
Ah, so you can request more buttons. Yes, I've seen Mark's one. He looks really nice. It's like, you can see a tiny little bit of chest, but not too much. You know, too much chest, a little bit uncomfortable.
Yeah, okay. So you're saying that Mark's got the right level of chest?
Yeah.
Going on?
I think so,
okay.
Yeah.
Up to
nipples, but not below, I'd say.
Okay.
Every time. Fine.
We'll take that on board.
So do you know what dance you're going to be doing this weekend yet?
Yep, we are doing a group dance. It's actually quite nice because it's given us all a chance to meet and we've been, like, doing rehearsals for 2 days, two full days, and it is a jive.
It's a jive. Right, explain that one to me, please. I'm not that au fait with, like, dancing techniques and stuff. Which one's that?
Basically, it's really fast and insanely hard to learn.
Right, okay.
I thought on the first dance... Basically, because it's a group dance, I thought, oh, it'll be fine because they'll just partner you up with somebody and they'll just drag you around the floor. But that's not what's happened.
Right, you have to take the lead, don't you?
You've had to learn steps, yeah.
Oh man, how's like the actual rehearsal bit going down? Because in the past, when I've watched Strictly, that people sometimes end up crying and have arguments with their partners and stuff. How's that going?
It's not really got to that level yet because on the show on Sunday, which goes out 8 o'clock on BBC One on Sunday, that's the launch show. So we all do a group dance, all of the celebs together do a dance. And then that's when you find out who your dance partner is. So we don't know until then and the dancers don't know either.
Oh, goodness. So nerve-wracking.
And that's when the training starts kind of one-on-one with them.
The big talk around the office today was whether Tim Wannacott is going to wear his glasses with the Nana strings on them when he dances. Is he going to have some specially made, do you think?
Well, I can tell you, Tim has something quite special planned on the group dance.
Yeah, something quite special, but you can't tell us.
Yeah.
Sword to secrecy.
I can't tell you. I don't know whether he'll be wearing his glasses or not, but of course he should, because they're on a handy string, so he won't lose them. They won't fly off.
Oh, I bet. Do you know what you should do, though, right? I mean, hopefully you won't get voted off in the first couple of weeks, but you know what you should do is take a before and after picture. Because do you remember years ago when Dave Vitti did the skating, right? And he ended up losing like so much weight and looked like really super trim and fit afterwards.
I can't actually wait for that bit.
Yeah, do it before and after.
Shall I?
Yeah.
I'll do one now, and then like in about 6 weeks I'll do one where I'm like holding my jeans out like on the advert they used to be. Look at that, was me 6 weeks ago.
Looking all super ripped and like Men's Health and stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Sorry. Can I just say, Tim Wannacott is a ledge. He actually says off as opposed to off.
He says off. Like, excellent.
I don't know what I'm going to do with these shoes. I might take off.
Well, it sounds like you're having a lot of fun, Scott. And it sounds like it's just the bit, the sort of quiet before the storm, before it gets too hectic, before the rehearsals kick in. So I'd say enjoy it, what happens.
It's so much fun. We all walked into the studio for the first time today. And obviously, you've seen it on TV a million times.
Yeah.
But nothing can prepare you for when you actually go in there and you think to yourself, I'm actually going to be dancing on this floor, like, this week. It is a crazy, mental, scary feeling.
Oh, this is brilliant. Well, go on, tell us again when it's on telly.
It's on Sunday night on BBC One at 8 p.m, the launch show for Strictly. I've seen everyone today. I've seen Bruce Forsyth hanging around. Loads of people. Claudia, Tess. What? Yeah, it's cool.
Oh, this is amazing. Well, you'll be back on the radio on Thursday, right? And tell everyone about it.
Yeah, back on Thursday.
Excellent. I can't wait. Well, best of luck, Scott. We'll see you very soon, all right?
Thanks, Dad.
Tell Mark I said hello.
Mark, he says hello.
Short podcast today, just keeping you up to date with what I'm doing. And the podcast will return when the show does, Thursday at 1 p.m. on Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.